Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we have some breaking news for you here this morning on Total Information AM. Coca is unveiling a stunning campus expansion. Coca is the Center of Creative Arts, and the marketing director is Jason Shipkowski. And Jason, thanks for joining us this morning. This is exciting stuff.
It is, Brian. Thank you very much for having me. Good morning. Yeah, it's very exciting. I wish the listeners could see how stunning it is. The new campus will definitely be a very long-lasting legacy for future generations, inspired by the arts, inspired by creativity, but there'll be plenty of time to see the building.
And this has been several years in the making.
It has been. About 5 years ago, the campaign kind of launched to the public, and that's when we had kind of our first largest gift, one of our largest gifts. And the community has just really shown up from individual donors donating anywhere between $5 to $5 million, corporations, foundations. It really has been a really inspiring testament to the importance of the arts and creativity and what they provide our community. It's been, we couldn't be more grateful.
And so this is an expansion on your campus in University City at 6880 Washington Avenue. Tell us what this expansion includes.
Yeah, so it started with renovating the Keener West Wing, which is in the Mendelsohn Building, which is actually on the National Historic Registry. So that's been Coca's home for over 30 years. And so the initial renovations were towards the Steinberg Performance Lab, the Dierbergs Kitchen, the commercial kitchen we have at Coca, and also about 3,500 square foot of renovated multidisciplinary studio space. So we're really grateful to kind of have that renovated and updated for the students. And then construction started on the new Faring East Wing, which over doubled our square footage, almost at 90,000 square foot. So the new facility, the Faring East Wing, is around 52,000 square foot. It includes some amazing multidisciplinary studios, dance studios, studios for theater and voice, new community spaces, so everybody feels really kind of welcome to participate in the arts, regardless of their background, their skill level, their age, from young early childhood kids to adults. We've got opportunities. And then I think the crown jewel of the new space is definitely the Catherine B. Burgess Theater. So it is a 450-seat performing arts theater that is really unlike anything in the region. It's state-of-the-art. And one of the things that we love about it is from national and international performers to local students, they're going to have access to the same kind of state-of-the-art facilities and capabilities. So it's really very exciting. And at 450 seats, it provides opportunities for more people to kind of engage and be inspired by the arts and performing arts. But it also feels really warm and intimate, so people feel like they have a place. We like to call the new space kind of the house of the people because we're very community-oriented.
That's really neat to have that state-of-the-art technology and that performance space available for just about anybody. That's got to be a lot of fun for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see it in, you know, some of the comments and reactions, especially now. We've started just a very limited capacity summer semester, which is our first time since March having students in the building. And you can hear the oohs and the ahs and, you know, some of the students posting on our Instagram page how just inspired they are to be back in, you know, kind of their artistic community and kind of engaging in the arts again. And a bedrock kind of fundamental piece of COCA's mission is creating access for opportunities for anyone to engage in the arts. And so having something that is this really kind of statement of our mission and kind of the physical embodiment of our ambition for the future, but have it be so accessible and inviting is something that was very important to us.
Visiting with Jason Shipkowski, he's the marketing director at COCA, the Center of Creative Arts. So when will we be able to see this? You can't really go in and do the in-person tour like we would like to do after hearing about this exciting expansion. But when and how can we get a look at it?
So we're hoping for in September to start kind of some limited capacity tours, some guided tours. So we just encourage everybody to stay up to date on our website at cocastl.org. And so we're hoping to do that. And then our fall semester will start on September 8th. And so registration will open for that August 14th. And so we'll have kind of a mix of limited capacity in-person classes, so people can actually kind of, students can take classes in the new building. We'll also have some virtual options. There'll be some hybrid virtual and in-person classes, and we'll be prepared to go all virtual if we need to. But our goal was really to make sure that we can still celebrate the arts, bring people in to experience what COCA has to offer and enjoy kind of this creative community, but also make sure that people feel comfortable and have options with how they engage with the organization.
And Jason, for those who aren't real familiar with COCA, if somebody is interested in getting involved in the arts, getting involved in COCA, who is it available to and how do they find out about it?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, like I said, going to cocastl.org. But COCA is one of the largest not-for-profit multidisciplinary community art centers in the country. So we definitely have a kind of a jewel in kind of our St. Louis backyard. And so we provide both the dance, vocal music, theater, art and design for students of all ages. So like I said, kind of early childhood all the way to adults, we have opportunities. We'll have a digital catalog coming out by August 14th that will be on our website where people can kind of browse through our listing of all of the fall semester opportunities that we have. So, there's a lot of ways to engage. We also have financial assistance, a part of this Create Our Future campaign that we just wrapped up. Was making sure that there's an endowment for helping to create access to the arts that goes to financial assistance, transportation, support services. So we are certainly all about kind of equity and access to these artistic opportunities.
Again, it's cocastl.org. Jason Shipkowski, congratulations to you and everybody else at COCA on the $49 million fundraising effort and this beautiful campus expansion. And thanks for joining us with the news this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.